If I have to dance with one more foul-mouthed, sour, cologne-smelling ingrate at this wretched ball, Well, I don't know what I'll do, but I'll think of something. How much longer do I have to stay here? I'm nearly through with this damned card, and I don't know how much more I can take. Is it truly too much to ask that my toes don't get stepped on? Or that my chest isn't ogled at from here to Sundry? Magnolia had better be very glad I owed her a favour, or I would not be here. It's not as if these people even know who I am. It's a masked ball, for heaven's sake. I'm supposed to be nursing a broken heart, not dancing with men three times my age looking for a quick fuck. It's bad enough that my shiny, new, arranged husband neglected to show up today for the betrothal announcement. But the bastard didn't even give me the courtesy of actually meeting me for the first time without the bloody partition in the way. It's not as if I went into this thinking he would at least acknowledge my presence, but to be denied outright just... Instead, I, the Vice Countess of Somerset, am being herded around like cattle. When all I want to do is have a strong cup of tea for my nerves. I'll wring Magnolia's neck for leaving me alone to fend for myself. And I'll relish her agony once she's suffered enough of my wrath. I swear it. There's one more person left on this card. And I can... barely read it over the smudges. Mr. No. That can't be right. It looks like a sir? Yes, this is a sir. But I cannot read the rest. He's wearing a silver ascot, white eye mask, and a red feather settled near his right ear. Huh. Is that... No, definitely not. That's... no feather. Maybe he's... No, that's not him either. The eye mask colour is wrong. Let me try and read this again. Oof. I dare say... Mind where you're going, you imbecilic... Silver ascot, white eye mask, and a red feather settled near the ear. My apologies, good sir. It seems that I was the one who's at fault, and... Yes, well... I was in a hurry. I was looking for you, actually... You're the last gentleman on my card, after all. Though I was unable to read your name, Sir... Primrose. I've heard that name before, but cannot currently place you. No matter. On we go. Fancy a dance with me? Surely, you must know, if you went to darker fiction, you would look for such writings from none other than Ellis Bell. I recently read Wuthering Heights and fell in love with the romanticism drama of it all. Oh... Do not be too severe on my sex. Sometimes, we need a bit of drama that's not necessarily our own. I must say, this dance with you has been one of the better ones. Careful there, Sir Primrose. Your head may yet grow too big for your shoulders. Perhaps we could find some fresh air outside. I'm feeling a bit lightheaded. After so many turns about the room, it's almost as if my partner mistook me for one of those spinning tops you give to children. Sir Primrose. Much better. These parties can be stifling, and yet they still have their charms. Oh, Sir Primrose, what are you? I barely know you, sir. Yet, I find myself now aching from that kiss. Do it again. Holy God. Ah, Sir Primrose. I'm afraid that I'm not as forward as this display makes me out to be. Ah, heavens, is that your tongue? I'm not well versed in things of this nature. Ah, and I... Oh, blast it. Please don't stop doing that. I've never, ever felt this good in my life. Please, please kiss me. It's on fire. After every caress of your hand. Is this what they meant? Those old ladies at my father's parties. With their fantastical stories of youth, of trysts in closets, of heated affairs. Away from prying eyes. Oh, my entire being is throbbing. I don't know if I should be thanking you or completely mortified. Oh. What are you? Sir Primrose, this isn't, it's not proper. I should be pushing you off. I should be running and screaming for the heels. With something as blooming in me, and I... Heavens above, I want to let it grow. Oh, I can feel the warmth in your hands, sir. And the throbbing. It's no longer in just my heart, but my core. I need... Oh, gods, I need... As if you know me. Oh, but you couldn't possibly know who I am. Oh, is that why I'm okay with this? With you and those dexterous fingers inside me? Because I haven't a clue who you are. Oh. Everything feels so tight. As if any moment I'll fall off of the edge of something. I think, sir, that I'm going to... Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Yes. Yes. Oh. Oh, sir. Oh. We shouldn't. To be wed, you know, a kept woman. Ah, my husband was supposed to meet me today, and here I am with some strange man who not only just finished bringing me to one of the most delicious completions of my life, but a man I've never met before this day, and I'm now thinking of how wonderful it would feel to have your thick cock inside of me. And I know I shouldn't. I know. What do you mean, you know me? I've never met you in my... You. Primrose. As in, the Earl of Rosebery. As in, my husband. Oh, God! You tricked me! You monster! How could you? Oh! Do this to me. I came to this estate to greet you, and your servants told me you were out, and you set this up. The dance card, not appearing at the betrothal meeting, was all of that to get me here. Did Magnolia know as well? Why would you? Ah! All this time, and I thought you hated me. Hated this farce of a marriage. What do you mean? You've been in love with me the whole time. You were the one who asked for my hand in marriage. But Father told me... Oh. He told me that he arranged this marriage with your family for political reasons. And you're telling me that you chose me? Ah, you, sir, you are so unlike what I expected. My heart says to be angry with you for deceiving me like this. Myself like this, you know. Oh, you're the only man I've ever been with. Oh, gods above, you feel exquisite sliding in and out of me. Oh, tell me, would you have stayed as a stranger to me? Would you have allowed your new wife to think of you as someone other? Oh. I seem to have married someone very naughty. Whatever will I tell my father? Admit, I really like this game we've played. Perhaps we can repeat it. Besides, I'm yours now. We have plenty of time to recreate this scene at another ball. Oh, gods, if you keep stroking into me like that, I'm going to... You want to spend yourself inside of me? Well, I am your wife. It's expected of us to consummate this marriage. The party goes on for another hour, and I'd have to get through it with your spend running down my thighs. The thought shouldn't arouse me as much as it does. Yes, please, spend yourself within me, husband. That's it. Keep hitting that spot right there. For if you're going... then I'm coming with you. Do you think anyone heard us? Oh. your mask. And let me just... There. Now your cravat isn't so askew as before. Your hair, however... So, this is married life. It's not so bad. Though, I suspect there will be no dull moments with you, Sir Primrose. Come, husband. If we both say goodbye to everyone now, the faster we can get to Somerset House for another round. You can even help take off my corset.
Thank you.